In this episode, you'll discover 5 ways to unlock the mystical ancient Greek power of Kairos time to help you transform your marriage quicker, no matter how little time you feel you have. So welcome in, heroic husbands, to the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is your one podcast for learning everything you need to know to become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. And what's in it for you? Well, the 3 specific benefits you'll gain by listening to the end of this episode are, my friend, 1, you'll know simple ways of breaking free from same shit, different day schedule time and entering into spontaneous play with your queen, leaving both of you giggling like teenagers again. 2, you'll understand how getting locked in Kronos time is one of the most poisonous things for killing your marriage aliveness, and most importantly, you'll know how to snap out of it. And 3, you'll be able to create a relaxed and happy feeling at home by being able to consciously master the balance between using the 2 types of universal time. Let's touch base with how your relationship with time is. Get honest, lean in. No BS, just get real within your lived experience and answer. Feel into your answer to these questions. Do you ever feel you don't have enough time in your day to do all that you have to do while never getting time to chill out by yourself or with your queen with some quality time together? Do you ever feel an unspoken sadness returning from holidays to re-enter your usual day-to-day? And do you ever wonder how your marriage connection dampened to where it is now compared to how happy you seemed together in earlier years? This for me, these questions, man, was I answering those with a resounding yes for years? I didn't ask the questions because I didn't have the spiritual balls to ask them back, 5-6 years ago. There's a revolutionary topic or conceptual framework I invite you guys into leaning into during this episode. It's wisdom from ancient Greece. The ancient Greeks had 2 distinct words for time, Kronos and Kairos. When I heard about this first and sort of tapped into Eckhart Tolle, the power of now, presence, I unwittingly was sort of tapping into it in many different ways already, but when I just heard that binary, black and white, there's this way of looking at it and experiencing it, and there's that way of looking at it and experiencing it, I just love that black and whiteness, so I can bring clarity to the chaos of the battlefield of life and marriage. One is about quantity. Kronos time is about quantity. Kairos time is about quality. And without going into any other part of it, Kronos time is quantity related always. It's measuring, it's minutes and hours and days and weeks. It's all like, well, the chronological time of your marriage. Chronologically speaking, you got married, then you had kids, then blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's in our everyday language, Kronos. And the other is about quality. Just that distinction, quantity versus quality. You know, we're in this profoundly sick society, it's like, oh, time is money type thing. It's like time oriented. We're constantly scheduling time. Kids to school, time to work, get back from work, time to go for the jog, and just get your jog in, time to bring the kids there, time to help out, set the dinner table, time to put the kids to bed, and time to, and it's all of these segments of time that we're trying to slot in into the limited, it's a finite resources time. So we're constantly trying to quantify and put a quantity, and it's normally an ever-increasing quantity of objects, of times, of activities, of responsibilities into a finite 24 hours a day. The other is about quality, and we so rarely speak about that. But let's bring, I just want to lock that in. One is quantity, One is quality. Now we'll go into a little bit of a deeper dive into the different qualities of both of these. Chronos is the time we know best. As I was saying, it's like it's the societally bombarded messaging. Think it's actually really conditioned from the Industrial Revolution, when previous to that, hey, we had way more of the other quality of time. But that became down into the factory, that time in the morning, that's when you had a break, you were told, that's when you're on lunch, that's when you have to work too. Oh, we're doing overtime, everybody's in overtime, it's 1 hour of overtime, it's 2 hours of overtime, it's quantity, 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 quantity. And hence, it's this all-pervasive idea. Chronos time is quantitative, it's sequential and it's measurable. Hey, the Industrial Revolution, everything had to be measurable. Your measurable times in your education. You do tot number of years, you know, creche, tot number of years, Irish system, it's primary school, secondary school, then third level. There's different, I forget, was it high school, university? I'm forgetting where, states, US and Australia, etc. We have this sequential Chronos time, chronologically mapped out. For work, for education, etc., etc. It's the time of clocks, calendars, deadlines. Think of deadlines. There's always a freaking deadline to get your child in school in time, to get that, you know, to get your tax returns in. Deadlines. You're hoping that your queen doesn't give you a deadline, but if you get too stuck on Chronos time, you will get a deadline, and that deadline can be, don't, if you don't get your shit together by tot date, like, this is ending. You know, like, it does happen. The more you get stuck within Chronos time, and that's the only time frame you're looking at, you're going to be hit with deadlines and really uncomfortable deadlines. The issue with Chronos is it marches forward relentlessly. It's indifferent to our experience. It just is happening. The minutes pass by, the hours pass by, the days, the weeks, and when you get stuck in Chronos time, there is this real visceral fear and a feeling of you're running out of time. You don't have enough time. There's this desperation, there's this anxiety about time all the time. You'll know it if, have you had that experience where, you know, one day, whatever, like, somebody dies, you get sick, somebody gets sick, you have a near miss in a car, you go on a retreat, you just have a moment, and funnily enough, that moment is going to be in Kairos time, where you have a deep insight, where you look and go, wow, I've just blinked and 20 years has passed, 30 years has passed, I blinked and, you know, what was our marriage day and our, you know, pre-marriage, the more fun elements of the relationship thus far, you know, I've blinked and now we have 2-3 kids, mortgage, second house, the whole kit and caboodle, career stress, financial stress, shit, my parents are getting old, you know, one of them is getting sick, and it's just a fucking long list of problems. Chronos time. You're so packing the freaking schedule that you blink, and the busyness is taking you through a quantity lens of doing a ton of shit, but there's no quality element to the time, or there's a rapidly decreasing visceral first-hand experience of quality time, just that quality time. In fact, that's why I had that question, like, do you ever come back from holiday and feel this utter sense of dread or regret, or, oh God, you know, back to one of the most common thing. Well, it's a really commonly held commentary where, you know, people have that experience. Now, I will say, for the coming back from holidays, if your marriage is a shit show, some guys can actually go, well, Mark, I'm actually answering that, I'm fucking relieved to get back from holidays, because holidays and that level of full time with my queen, with my kids, I'm feeling the pressure, I want to get back into the busyness. But there's an avoidance in it. No matter what way you look at that holiday experience, if you're wanting to get back to same shit, different day, there's issues in that. And if you're feeling a tension getting back into same shit and different day, there's an issue in that. It has all to do with how your mind relates with time. When ultimately your levels of stress in married life, in work, in parenting, your day to day can be mapped out by how predominantly you interact with your world through the paradigm of seeing and feeling and experiencing everything through Chronos time. Because you're fighting an impossible battle where the odds are stacked against you. You can't do enough things. You can't outrun that time. It's a finite source and you can't pack enough things in. And when you come from there, there's this... the way you seek freedom through Chronos time, tap into this. In your marriage, do you ever find yourself in moments where, you know, you've had the shit storm, your queen is riled up, you have a big argument, this is cyclically happening, and you try your best, and you knuckle down, and for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you try to be a good boy. You know, it's like you quadruple down on the things that you hope work. You look at it, let's do more. Let's add more quantity in. If I help out more around the house, if I am romantic more times, if I set more date nights, if I, you know, do this more often, it's a quantity solution to everything, which in and of itself, it's actually, that's why we fall off the bandwagon every single time. I hear this, like there's not one guy that has come to work with me in any way, shape or form, one-on-one coaching or in Heroic Husbands training and community platform. There's not one guy who does not report going, Mark, I have tried my best, but then it tapers off, it dampens down. And it's all to do with you're trying to do more and more. It's a quantity-based perspective. It's Chronos time thinking. And when that's your only way of looking at life, you will only see a solution through doing more, adding more quantity, which, I mean... You do better for a week or two and your queen might even be happy. But then your Chronos time, you're like, okay, well, I've solved that problem. But because I've been putting more time and adding more quantity to the things I'm doing for my queen, for our love life, in explicit, you know, at home, for our marriage to run better, I'm cutting quantity from something else and you're going to fucking find. 2-3 weeks, yeah, marriage is going better. And then you start finding, man, I haven't been adding enough quantity, or I took some time units from work. I took some time units from minding the house. I took some time units from walking the dog. Now the dog is acting up. Chronos time is suffocatingly limiting. So what's the solution? If that's not working, and it never works, you got to be clear. If it's not working, and if you can resonate with what I'm saying, with that cycle of the argument, nearly every guy can get that. The argument to try their best and then it peters out because you just don't have enough time in the day and you can't keep that level of adding quantity and quantity and quantity to keep the untamable, unboxable, unpredictable feminine satisfied. Where the feminine core of your queen will never be satisfied through your eyes looking at the world, thinking the world, talking through the world, and taking action through the world from Chronos time, quantity-based thinking. She will be satisfied forevermore when you can shift in and turn on the light switch of Kairos time. There is a fundamental, phenomenal, transformative power that comes when you can get a grasp initially, and then, you know, integrated into your day-to-day existence of what Kairos time is. There's good, good, wholesome news in this, guys. Kairos is the opposite of Chronos. It's qualitative, where Chronos is quantitative. Give me numbers. You can only add more and more units. Kairos is, no, let's slow the fuck down. Kairos, from a heroic husband's strategic perspective, the thinking goes, I got to slow down to speed up here. I got to slow down and create more quality time. It refers to that like opportune moment. It's like the right time. And it's like moments when the clock seems to disappear, where you don't have the time pressure. You're not looking at every single experience like, God, this is a unit of time that's just slipping away. Kairos is not about the duration of the experience. And if you think in marriage terms, it's not about the duration of, God, are we talking about this again? How many hundreds and thousands of times has some part of your nervous system been with your queen late night conversations after lunch, whenever the conversations come up, and they never tend to be convenient moments, because a lot of the times, Cronus time, you don't want to add another minute, another half hour, another hour of responsibilities onto your time. So what do? Through Cronus time, you avoid the conversations. So have you had moments when, oh God, late night, we just had a movie. The movie, there's normally a romance story in it. It fucking sparks some desire in her. The kids are in bed and now she fucking wants to talk about marriage, about sex, about how I'm being, about that fella in the movie, the evil guy, the horrible guy. But then there was the heroic guy, and now here you are, half 10, half 11, half 12. You're tired as fuck. You've had a tough day, a tough week at work, because why? Every single thing through your system is Cronus time related. Quantity, 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 quantity. You're a grinder. You're a Cronus. You're a Cronus conditioned guy. So it's like, God, is she going to ask me to take one more hour through my Cronus mindset and speak to this? Kairos doesn't care about the duration. There's a part when you're coming from Kairos where it's like, let's fucking do it, baby. Let's go. Let's roll. And you end up, Kairos time, it's about meaning and depth of the experience. So it's go time. When you are in Kairos, it's like, it's go time. Let's do it. In Kairos, you will experience these sudden flashes of creative insight. You will experience profound connection in a deep conversation. And you can have that profound connection and that those insights coming through where you just know. You're just like, Cronus time is resisting adding more minutes to it. And when you're coming from there, your queen is never fulfilled. So when you're resisting giving her an extra minute, what does she want to take from you? 3 or 4 hours. it's that universal thing. What you resist persists. And our queen's feminine center, their intuitive nature is like, this fucker is trying to quantify his time units with me. And he's already, we're just like a minute into this conversation, he's already trying to get out the door on me. I can feel this shit a mile away. So it's like, whether they knowingly do it or not, I think it's more intuitive. They're like, I'm going to dig in my heels and you're not going to sleep tonight, buddy. Man, you know, many times I've had conversations where I'm like, I'm just dead. I'm exhausted. I don't have one more calorie for my brain to fucking function, woman. When can this stop? It's like, it's 3 a.m, it's 3:30. And I laugh at that, man, but like, what a desperate setup. I was denying my queen from Cronus time thinking, going, I've too much fucking shit to do, so I don't even want, I will avoid these. I don't want to have these conversations. They always take too much time, which I never realized, like 99% of men out there, we don't realize that what you resist persists. We are actually creating the perfect conditions to absolutely bastardize and destroy our Cronus time thinking, where we're so protective of our time units because we just can't ever have enough time. We actually set up a system and it's the perfect system to create the results, which are our queens want infinitely more for time. And it's time when, because we've been resisting it, it's time that's not enjoyable at all. It's like when she gets that moment together, she's wanting to whoop your ass, man, into shape. She's wanting to give you what you call as criticism. I call it feedback, but she's like, come on. Snap out of this fucking Cronus time, this limited mindset, man. Get into Kairos. And she mightn't have that wording, but that's what the heart and soul of your queen is looking for, is like this time, this unlimited freedom of time. And if you look back at early days, you know, it's, I remember Tony Robbins going into, he was talking about coaching Andre Agassi. Those of you know Andre Agassi, I don't know, was the late 80s, I think definitely the 90s. He was at one point world number one in tennis. Then his career became a sudden shit show. He's like sliding catastrophically down the rankings, and he reached out to Tony Robbins, and Tony helped him get back to world number one. At the end of his career, Andre Agassi was fucking whooping ass of the best in the world again. And how did he do it? He quite simply went on one principle. He was like, Andre, look at how you were behaving when you were whooping ass back in your early days of your career. Well, just reconnect with what you were doing back then. And it's like, you were walking like that, you were smiling, this is how you were behaving, this is how you were speaking. Well, what if you just add up the sum total of all of what you were doing when you were on top of your game, and you just reconnect with that? And hey, he got back to it. So from that principle, guys, if you look back on your early days, you know, it might be exclusively post-marriage. I know myself and Matilda, like we look at, well, oh man, we did things. It's not that crazy. It felt right at the time. Like after 7 months, we did it our style. We got married overlooking the Atlantic Ocean and Finisterre in Spain at the end of the Camino de Santiago. Did it our style, no people there, etc., etc. We were 7 months together. It got a bit crazy. Within a year or so, Matilda was pregnant. Anya came into her life. And it's been fucking crazy in many senses since then. I was definitely coming from Cronus time. Like, it just got crazy. Kids, then a second, then business, then Italy, then 8 horses, 24 animals, and then just psychological shit show in between. But I know when Matilda and myself look back, we look back at those first 6 months of being together, and man, there was a sublimeness in that period that in some sense we've been wanting to retrace. And this episode will help you retrace, and no matter how busy your life schedule is, you'll be able to strategically create Kairos time blocks for you, yourself, for your queen, for your kids, for your family, which will radically transform your life, man. But Matilda and myself look back, we were living together in this pristine, beautiful little cottage out in the middle of nowhere. It was beside this canal. It was in the middle of a forest, man. It was like, we're in a cottage now and we're doing it up and that, but like this place was already done up. It was like the dream project of a couple that were renting it out. They had done it up. It was sublime. It was like a postcard picture, you know, cottage in the countryside of Ireland. We didn't have kids. We had 2 little dogs. Our times on pets was minimal and really simple to mind. And it was just Matilda, just myself. We had part-time jobs, so we didn't have like a 40-50 hour week either of us, and so we had loads of time to, you know, sit in the couch, watch a movie, then just sprawl out in the couch and chat for hours. We remember, you know, making love, and then we would talk to the wee hours of the morning, because hey, you didn't have a kid, you didn't have a job actually to go up to, like, you know, part-time. We had lots of times when we could do that. We went on long walks in nature. We, like, there was just a ton, and it's the quality of the time, and that's when we fell in love. That's when the bond was forged in the furnace of those early days. And most men, when I speak to them, they can relate, and if they can relate to that experience of the quality of time at the beginning. There was lots of quality time when you went and walks. Romance sort of naturally happened. Your nervous system, your queen's nervous system, it's like the heart and soul and the connection and the specialness of just being two human beings and being in love together and having these moments together. That's what cements that bond, that it just makes sense. Hey man, I'm going to get down one knee. This is the one for me. And clearly her heart and soul goes, yeah, let's do this. Let's ride. Come on. Because there's a feeling of hope of, if it can be that idyllic feeling with this human, well, maybe I'm going to pull off the universal, you know, winning jackpot ticket, and I'm going to actually experience that for my married life. But it doesn't work out like that. We have what ultimately, if you look through it in this distinction, you have a load of Kairos time. It's quality of time together, which allows your love come to the surface. It allows you smile more often. It allows you surrender and be soft in your body. It allows you make way more time for making love. It allows you, you know, the spontaneous inspirations and ideas. You fucking write poetry you never did before, but you write her poetry, you write her a song, you do sweet stuff, you get her spontaneous presence. She does similar things for you. You know, it's magical, because Kairos time is magical. But profoundly sick society, we get married, then the chronological timing and conditioning of this society is get married, then have kids, career. Now, normally, very often, there's two careers. Send the kids to school. They have to go to school. They have to go to 40 million different things, band camps, you know, during the summer. The kids, quantity, pack the fuckers with, like, sorry, I said I love me. Shadow language. I mean it with love. Pack them. It's like that part. Just pack them into the car, and like you're going to hockey, you're going to basketball, you're going to gymnastics, you're going to dance, you're going to piano lessons, you're going to, it's like pack them. And if you pack enough quantity of experiences into them, Kronos time thinking, surely there's a quite the chance they're going to reach the age of 18 and be enlightened human beings and stress-free for the rest of your life. And it doesn't work like that. Because your kids aren't having any quality time with you. You're packing them off to school. You're packing all of this stuff into them. And they're never feeling you. They're never feeling the presence of you. And you're packing times in to make more money, a career. And you take more and more and more time for your career. Weekend courses. You know, what the, like added on time. Extra time. You get, oh, but it's twice the pay, baby. More and more quantity and time. And the horrifying thing is that the quality of time that you have for yourself, and the quality of time that your queen has for herself, and the quality of time that you guys have with each other, gets savagely sacrificed. Have you found that? Have you found that if you take a snapshot of early days and, you know, the things you did together, the activities, the making love, the walks, the chill out time, the time that you're not even engaging with each other, but you're just chilling out in the house or around your neighborhood, and it's Kairos time. Can you look back and go, yeah, there was more Kairos time back then. There was Kronos time. Clearly, there were certain responsibilities, but the Kronos time was counterbalanced in early days, marriage, early days, relationship, early days, courtship, whatever you want to use that old style term. It's like, yeah, it was Kronos time. The practicalities of quantifiable time was really counterbalanced by a lot of Kairos time. And hence it was so fucking magical. Have you found that balance has been lost in the last 5, 10, 20, 30 years of your marriage experience? Have you found that, man, it sometimes feels like it's 97, 98, 99, and sometimes it's damn near 100% Kronos time? You barely get a breathing spot for Kairos time together. And when you do, date night, when you do, making love night, you can feel the tension. There's a fucking visceral tension. It definitely affects our queens. Where if you've been on Cronus time and she's been on Cronus time. And by the way, Cronus time is linear. It's rational. It's masculine. So you're both masculine dominant in your ways of relating with the world. You're ticking boxes, doing tons of stuff. When you get to the quality time, you're so polarized in masculine mode and your queen is in masculine mode, the sexual polarity, the attraction is gone. You're so in masculine mode, your queen will struggle to access feminine mode, which is a kairos. Feminine needs kairos time to surrender into their feminine core, to make themselves completely open to the flowing rapture of love to come through them, to allow you penetrate her. They need kairos time. That's the fuel. That's the sacred container. So 99% of guys, 100, like, well, the guys that I end up working with, clearly marriage is not functioning anywhere near where it could be. 99% of the time, maybe 100% of the time, it's like Kairos time and Cronus time. It's gone Cronus completely dominant with tiny patches of Kairos time. But 99% of guys go, yeah, in those Kairos moments, there's a tension. We make love, but it's nowhere near like the hours of making love in early marriage. It's nowhere near that quality. And thus, there's like a hole in your psyche and a hole in your queen psyche going, where did the magic go? Why does it feel so shitty? And this is a tragedy, guys. And it all comes down. Like, good news. The silver lining in all of this is you can learn. And when you learn what Kairos time is, there's specific, super practical ways of creating blocks of time. And it can be like a 1-2 minute block of Kairos time. You go super deep on the quality of it, and that switches on the magic, man. And then you, so we're going to go through these in the overall culture. And I want you guys, like, building this practice perspective in your mindset, so you can feel into it black and white. What I have spoken before is, like, there's resistance and flow. Well, resistance, which is arguing against what is, resistance produces byproducts of regret and resentment. Welcome to modern marriages. Resistance is Cronus dominant thinking. Flow, which produces endless freedom and fulfillment. It's expanding freedom and fulfillment. The more you lean in to flow, the more you're going to experience freedom and fulfillment, man. Fucking beautiful. Like, in marriage, can you imagine that? Your married life can inspire flow, can inspire you to have only the byproducts of more freedom, more fulfillment. What the fuck are you talking about, Mark? That seems like a mystical, magical world. Well, it is. But it doesn't have to be mystical. Magical, yeah. Mystical, no, man. There's no mystery about it. It's like pure strategic awareness, and then you implement. But flow, which produces freedom and fulfillment, is Kairos driven. When you have enough Kairos time experience slotted in intermittently in every day of your life, and you know how to switch it on, you know how to do the Cronus time, you got to tick the boxes, you know, get your kids to school on time. But can you counterbalance that with a Kairos time awareness where you're fully with your kids on the way to school? Well, let's go into 5 super simple strategic ways where you can gift the experience of Kairos time to yourself, first and foremost, but to your wife, to your queen, to your kids. And the more you do that, the more their humanity is switched on. From a neurophysiological perspective, you know, the more Kairos time people experience, the more freedom and fulfillment. The more freedom and fulfillment, the more their neurochemistry is going to drive dopamine, serotonin, all the good shit, oxytocin. Man, they're going to be on a high on a daily basis. There's lots of laughter, lots of smiles happen. Confidence, authentic full expression comes through in Kairos time. So how to consciously enter Kairos time? I'm imagining that, you know, at this point, you have a really clear idea, fuck me, like Cronus dominant thinking and ways of being, that's killing my marriage. Early days, Kairos, yeah, there was a lot more Kairos. That's what made it so magical. So I'm expecting that you are intelligent men, so you are primed to go, I'm going to fucking lock in on these five steps. I'm going to lock in. I'm going to listen. I'm going to implement this shit because I want more. I want to be the leader of my family, the leader of my tribe, who, when I hear something that makes so much damn sense, I'm going to lock in on this shit. The first strategic way to bring Kairos time in, and you're going to hear this is like a thing that I've been saying again and again and again, practice deep presence. In Heroic Husbands, in this podcast, we define presence as unwavering focus with the person you're with and the task you're on to full successful completion. It's being fully in the now. You're so fully here. The foundation of Kairos is being fully present, unwavering focus with the person you're with and the task you're on to full successful completion. Instead of multitasking, and multitasking again, it's a Cronus time. It's like, I'm going to do a little bit of that, a little bit of that, as I semi-chat with my queen, as I do the kids' homework, I'm mixing up the pasta bolognese, I'm, you know, fucking tidying up the dog shit. We have dogs, man, puppies, they're still shitting everywhere. I have to enter Kairos time to be aware that I don't step on our little Pomeranian shit. But anyway, you're trying to do like 3 and 4 different jobs. I know I'm in Cronus time when I step on one of the shits. I'm like, oh man, lack presence there. So we try to multitask in Cronus time. No, presence is, I'm going to do one thing at a time, and I'm going to do it with an impeccable level of, I'm on this, I'm wiping the table, I'm going to clean it. Well, I'm going to do it to full completion. After dinner, I'm going to tidy up. I'm going to tidy up every single thing. No, I'm not going to leave that one thing there. I'm not going to pretend. I'm going to reach to that corner, and then I'm going to dry it. I might even just set up one or two things for the morning. It's Kairos. There's a preciousness of being so fully in the activity. You're so fully there. You know, somebody enters into your sphere of company when you're just fully present. You're not rushing. And it doesn't mean that you need to slow down, but you're not in the psychological rushing. I had so much tension before, guys, I could never be present. I was doing so much stuff. Every time I was doing something, there was a part of my nervous system going, but God, like you barely have time to do this, and then you have to put the kids to bed. So I'd be cleaning off the table and I'd leave it 70% done. Because it's like, you know, I'm looking at the clock constantly. It's like, God, you know, dinner was late because I have so many things to do, and dinner was late, and now I'm going to be late going to bed. And so I'm going to half do the table, and then I'm going to go up and half do a job of reading the story to the girls going off to bed, you know, a few years ago when I was still reading stories for them at night. And I was half doing everything, which I'd half do it, then I'd half do the table. Leaving inevitably some things for Matilda to do after me, which would piss her off, but I would not be in the kitchen when she's getting pissed off because I've half done things that she's asked me to do to full completion. I'm up half doing a story with my girls, and because I'm half doing the story with my girls, they want more and more time. There's, oh, Daddy, no, read more. So I'm taking more time, and then I come back down to try and desperately get some time to myself, and I have to speak for, you know, in a half hour argument with my queen because I haven't cleaned the table. Cronus time. Kairos time is, I'm so fucking present with this table, I'm gonna clean it like a Zen monk. I'm gonna leave this sparkling. I'm gonna put out just Matilda's little mug and her cup and saucer for the morning. It's primed, it's ready, it's beautiful. Wow, look at that table. There's a sense of satisfaction. Again, freedom and fulfillment there. You're in flow. Then it's like, hey, girls, and you're enjoying that moment. There's a quality in that simple activity. You're proud of yourself. You're looking at the table. You're looking at what you've cleaned up. You're like, that's how a fucking king does it. I'm proud. Like this kitchen, there's a sensation. Now you have dopamine and oxytocin and serotonin or serotonin like floating around. You're feeling good. And your girls, your kids, they come and they go, hey, daddy, do you want to read the story? And it's like, yeah, come on, let's do it. I'm already feeling good. I'm in Kairos time. This is about quality. This is about quality time. Come on, girls. And I read the story, and because I'm in Kairos time, I'm reading it with a smile on my face. I'm bringing excitement to the experience. The girls are happy. We're cuddling in. I'm not hard with the Cronus time. Oh, fuck, like, I've just way too much shit to do. I'm going to barely do it. And like, I don't have any enthusiasm. I'm not in a form. I'm just ticking a box, and the girls feel it. No, we're fully together. They're creating special memories. Their neurochemistry is like, oh, I love this moment with dad. They're not even having the thought. They're so surrendered into it. You know, you read one chapter from there, the girl's nervous system are so fulfilled and complete and feeling free. They're chatting, good night, daddy, and there's all love, and I'm feeling good. And I come down, and funny enough, my queen is feeling good, because why? I'm a Kairos king. Now, I'm giving this story like I lived this out. I lived out the vast majority of my girl's younger days in total Cronus time. I was an asshole. I was actually reflecting in this episode. I was an asshole reading the stories at night. I was grumpy. I was giving my half-arsed attention to it. I actually had a deep grief. I was like, you know, when I woke up as a parent, I had the last couple of years left that they wanted me there to read the stories. I remember crying, going, you've been in fucking asshole, Mark, asshole mode for so many years, like just not wanting to be there with them and not wanting to play. So practice deep presence. It's special. You get into flow. You know, it's super practical. You do things from Kairos time. You bring quality to the experience. Your queen is going to feel safe. She's going to feel turned on. She's going to feel happier. You know, that cleaning the table, the full completion. You're in Kairos time. You're having a special moment, man. You don't need to climb to the top of Mount Everest to feel special. You don't need to be at the end of orgasm, you know, and making love with your queen. You don't need to get the $1 million in the bank to have an experience of freedom and fulfillment. You can practice entering Kairos time by cleaning a fucking table, by pouring yourself and your queen a cup of tea with quality. Packing your kids' lunchboxes. Well, pack it like you like the servants of a king and queen would pack. It's like with, like, you're doing it to the nth degree. You're not rushing. You're doing it with a quality, with love. Everything comes better from there. That's number one. Practice deep presence. Number two, engage in flow states. Flow and Kairos time. Flow is the modern term that is pretty much, it's the same thing. Kairos is the ancient Greek version of it. This is where you create time blocks of doing things that pretty easily get you into Kairos time, pretty easily get you into feeling just really good about yourself. Where maybe doing tedious mundane tasks can take a discipline of the mind. You know, I said about cleaning the table or doing these tasks. Yes, with discipline, you can enter that experience. But there's a great tragedy that most guys I'm speaking with, I was talking with a guy the other day. It was like a typical story, and typical for me. I don't say he's a typical guy in a bad way, but it's such a regular story. Having issues in his marriage, etc., etc. And I brought an example of practice. Hey, man, it's like playing the guitar. You know, you're clunky in the beginning. He was getting quicker and better at his communication, but it's like, it's like playing the guitar, man. You know, you're not playing Oasis Wonderwall. It's clunky, it's horrible sounding, but then at some point it rapidly comes together. And it's like, do you play the guitar? He's like, oh yeah, Mark, I used to play for years. I love playing. And it's like, have you played it recently? It's like, no, Mark, you know, it's like just not having the time, and I just don't. So his practice for the week, it's Kairos time. It's like, okay, you're having issues in marriage, man. And his queen was giving him feedback. Like, you know, do stuff you want. Do something for yourself. Queens will know that tension when we're not filling our own sails, when we're not charging our own batteries. They get the whack of that shit. So part of his challenge was, okay, get the guitar, man. Play 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes, and you're going to find that this guy, he embraces that. He's going to play for 2 minutes and then he's going to lose track of time, and he's playing like his 10 favorite songs and he's having a wonderful moment. And how, you know, when you do, you know, the guitar for you can be the drums for another guy, can be art for another guy, can be reading poetry, can be reading the Bible, can be, you will have certain activities that get you into this timeless state of inner peace where you're forgetting about the world. Walking your dog, sitting at a stream, breathing, just go out to the backyard, man, get that corner, you know, with that chair where you just love sitting. You're listening to the birds and your nervous system is slowing down and it's getting super fucking present. Again, super present. No element of time. You're just there. It's just the world. And Cronus, the pressure of quantity. I have to add something else in, do something else. You get into flow. When you enter back in home, you're going to be a nicer human being. You're going to be communicating nicer. You're going to be softer. You're going to be, it's going to be quicker for a smile to come in your face. You're just going to be, you're going to be in flow. And when you're in emotional flow, you're going to work with whatever's happening. You're going to say a nice thing. It's a beautiful state of being. So number three, embrace spontaneity and play. Spontaneity and play, very often, that's something that couples think, well, you know, spontaneity and play, that's for when you're younger. Did this bullshit, horrible idea in modern society that being serious is an adult thing. You know, when you're an adult, you talk about politics and you talk about money and you talk about the war in whatever place and you take a side and what's depolarizing? Let's have an academic conversation about fucking bullshit that's just going to dampen down your neurophysiology to feel fucking hopelessness and fear in the world. Well, let's talk about it because, well, I'm a fucking adult. You know, did you not read... did you not read the memo when you turned 18? You know, you're an adult now. Spontaneity and play, that's for when you were getting drunk and high in weed at college. You know, they're your last days of freedom. They were the last days when you're allowed to be spontaneous and playful. You know, it's like, oh, the good old days. You meet up with college mates. Oh, man, you know, remember the good old days? And you might smoke weed with your college mates and a couple of beers. And you're like, oh, the good old days. Like, what we're really saying in this profoundly sick society when we talk about the good old days is very often it's like that's when we felt a freedom to be spontaneous and playful, just do crazy shit, didn't have to worry about work, didn't have to worry about anybody, I was just free to be me, you know. It's like, and now I'm the ball and chain, wife, kids, goddamn career, you know, I'm just gonna grind it out, you know, someday I'll be able to retire. 95% chance I won't have the financial security to do it, so I'm going to have to wait a little bit more. You know, it's like eventually I'll be able to play golf when I want. When my hips and knees are probably giving me issues because I've sat that many years grinding it out. When, you know, when I will have the time to be spontaneous and playful, my body and my heart and fucking soul will probably be in the last form of being spontaneous and playful. Man. Embrace spontaneity and play is one of the most powerful things you can bring back into your marriage. To wake the fuck up out of like the humdrum Cronus time, ticking boxes till the kids fly the nest and you can retire from. And at that point, your queen has cashed out. She's checked in. She's like, I just haven't enjoyed. I haven't felt any spontaneity or play from you in 20 or 30 years. Do you think I'm going to unleash my feminine fabulousness now that you're retired, now that the kids have gone? No, she's going to be in the midst or late stages of menopause, when that's like the ultimate of all periods. It's like where you were afraid of 3 days. Well, try, what is it, like 10 years is a fucking massive chunk of time. When her nervous system is revealing all her undealt with resentments. Man, it's hell. You better start planting seeds of spontaneity and play now, or she's going to whoop your ass, man, in menopause. And you're going to karmically deserve all of it. Spontaneity and play, it's creating intentional unstructured gaps in your calendar as much as you can. And I know some of you might have super young kids and you might like want to throw a rock at my head for even suggesting, you know, unstructured time. I get it. I do get it. If that's the case, well, the spontaneous times, make it 2 minutes, make it 3 minutes, but make it happen. You know, I have really, through my nice guy, I've spoken this before. It's like I said yes to us having 8 horses. Fucking stupid as, like, we're living like billionaires and we were in financial poverty for years. It's an integrity part of me where it's like I've said we will keep them. I will not take a creature on and say energetically to my family, hey, that member, that horse, that dog, that whatever is a part of the pack. But I've done it. I've put the nightmare of all Kronos time mindset nightmares upon me as a man. It's like 25 horses, like a mini fucking zoo, plus unschooling our girls, plus let's do an atypical type career and start a podcast from the midst of poverty and, you know, let it take 3 years to get to the point where you get your first client. You know, it's like I did it the intense way from a Kronos time thinking. But what's brilliant in that, the intensity of that forced me to go beyond Kronos time thinking, go, Mark, yeah, you've a full schedule, but get playful at moments. Like I'm sitting at lunch table, breakfast table, dinner table. There are 3 moments that they're in the schedule. Kronos time, you're sitting at the table. If you're like me years ago, you're sitting at the table, but you're thinking about all the things you have to do in the afternoon. You're sitting at the breakfast table, all the things you have to do or the things you didn't do. Or it's like, you're not fucking there. When I get to the table, I switch on, hey, comedy for me, humor for me, enthusiasm for me. Even if I don't have much energy, I'll start with a generative question. It's like, how are you guys all doing? What are you like? What's happening this morning, girls? Like, what are you planning today? Or it's dinner time. What's one super cool insight that you experienced today? I mightn't have the energy, but I'll go into Kairos time. I'll create quality time. So there are moments when you get creative, you can crack open Kairos time, and now people are sharing. You know, a generative question is a super high leverage thing. How long does it take? Well, fucking like 3 seconds to say the sentence. What's one amazing experience you've had today with your queen? It's like you're having a moment. It's like, baby, what's one dream that, you know, you had growing up that you haven't lived out, but you still would love to make space for? Man, one question like that, she could be tearing up. She could be like, oh, thank you so much. Like 5-10 minutes later, she's there going, I can't believe, like, just that one question. I'm so glad you asked that. And I've wanted to do this thing. And man, Kronos time, you're not going to get that insight. You're not going to have a fresh idea. You're in same shit, different day in Kronos time because you don't have enough. You're just vomiting out the same shit, same ineffective experience. Kairos time, you're a magician. So you can have like a couple of minutes. My queen, I love playing with her. The embracing spontaneity and play. I love playing with her because, you know, she'll be in Kronos time, if you want to say. We have a ton of stuff to do, all the different things. And she'd be like feeding the dogs, and in between feeding the dogs, she's doing stuff in the kitchen, and I'm doing other stuff. And so we're in Kronos time. Masculine, ticking the box, doing tons of stuff, shout, like, call the girls, can you help us out? So the whole family or us as a couple, we're in full-on Kronos time. I'll grab her. It's like tussling with her. And she's like, let go of me. And there's a context to this. Sometimes if your wife says, let go of me, you have to honor that. But this is in playful flow. Just know that there's a practice context. So it's like, I'll grab her. It's like, hey, you're not going anywhere. She's like, just let me off. Come on, I have to get to, you know, have to get to dinner. I have to get whatever. It's like, you're not going anywhere, babe. Kiss me. And she's like resisting it. But I'll do that. And then a smirk comes in her face. She knows I'm snapping her out of that moment. I'm snapping myself out of that moment of ticking the boxes, ticking the boxes. And then it's like a passionate kiss. I'll whisper something hot in her ears. Like, and then she's giggling. And then she goes on and we tick the rest of the boxes. But it takes 20 seconds. And it's spontaneous. It's playful. You're going for it. Man, it brings magic. Kairos time. Get playful with your kids. Get playful with your kids. Man, if like when they're at the age that they're at, and it doesn't matter if they're older, but it's like, get playful with them, play with them, but be fully with them. Be fully with them. Number four, an excellent, super potent, very natural. We have like millions of years of evolution that points to this being one of the most powerful ways to enter into a Kairos state of being, is connect with nature. I've mentioned it already. You go for a walk, be in nature, that part of the garden, go out to the backyard, just sit, man, sit and be with nature. The birds, the songs, the leaves falling from the trees in autumn, the nice sun on your face, a light fucking breeze, the cold, it can be enlivening, you know, it's like rain falling you, just let it fall on you, just get wet, don't resist it, get into flow with the experience. Nature, super powerful, super powerful. 2-3 minutes, just sit there, just stand there, be. You don't need to think. Just look. Just feel. Close your eyes. Be with your breath. Be with the breath of the wind. Be, you know, the heat of your heart, the beat of your heart, the beat of the, and the hum of whatever's happening around you. You hear a bee, man. You're like, our entire ancestral lineage will take over if you will just allow that happen. Number five, act on inspiration in the moment. Stop fucking overthinking everything. You know, oh God, if I make this decision, oh, if I do this nice thing, will she accept it? Oh, if I bring up that conversation, God, you know, how is that going to go? Just fucking trust your gut, trust your heart. The inspiration comes, you unleash in that moment. Oh, I could get her this thing. Get on the fucking website. It's never been easier to get a gift. Just send it. Ping on a gift. Don't wait till Valentine's, Christmas or birthday. Just send on a spontaneous gift. Get an idea on the way home, and just a lovely bunch of flowers, and you bring them in and you put them in the bedroom. You know, it's spontaneous. It's spontaneous, and it's, you act on the inspiration in the moment. Kairos is about recognizing the right time and acting on it. Going with it. Fuck Cronus time. Oh, but I have so many things, you know, like, it would be nice to write a poem to her, but like, when can I get the time? And then that thought happened 10 years ago. The poem wasn't there. You didn't make the time. Act on the impulse. You have an inspiration in the moment, man. You think of your queen. Well, I've said it before, romantic gestures. You think of your queen, act on the impulse. You're thinking of her, you feel good, share it with her. There's fucking 10 million different apps out there. You know, there's probably 20 different ways on your smartphone to share that moment with her. Take a snap, a photo. I just had this lovely moment in the park thinking of you, baby, and had the thought, and I'm just sending you a voice message to say how much I love you, how much you mean to me. I'm here for us. Let's create the best fucking beautiful life together. You know, like, wow, you know, wow, that I can get to call you my queen, my wife, my goddess. I love you. Can't wait till I'm home, man. One inspiration. You're into Kairos. You trust those hits. Oh, man, that's going to bring your marriage alive. So coming into landing, Kairos time, if you want to have a marriage that endures the test of time, if you want to have a marriage that is like full of expanding fulfillment and freedom, and you want to savagely hack out resentment and regret, which is 90% of marriages out there, Kairos time. You need to strategically create moments that will inspire Kairos time in you, inspire Kairos time, the quality of that time. It's a qualitative experience where your queen's nervous system, your nervous system, your kid's nervous system, beyond words. They mightn't even recognize exactly what it is, but they're going to be smiling, they're going to be laughing. In bedroom with your queen, you're going to be fucking, you're going to be cuddling, you're going to be sitting there just lost in each other's eyes, lost in conversation. That is Kairos time, and that's available to you. coming into Lanning, I really want to put the invitation out to you and maybe set the challenge that to act on Kairos time, on act on inspiration in the moment, embrace spontaneity. I have a very special invitation to you. Well, part of the secret sauce of Heroic Husbands one-on-one coaching with me directly, one-on-one with me, 10 sessions spread over 12 weeks with tons of exercises. The secret sauce is really entering into Kairos. You know, guys have asked me, guys that are working in the industry, it's like, Mark, what is it? And it's like, well, it really is that. I had one guy recently, and it's a common enough comment to get. He just crystallized it really brilliantly. It's like, Mark, I've achieved more in 1 hour of coaching with you than I did in 1 year of therapy. He was laughing. He said, how is it even possible? I was like, man, it doesn't even matter. You know, just that it's happened, that's all you need to worry about. And he laughed and off he went, and he's happier in his life and in his marriage. That's why in just 10, 50-minute sessions with me, with clearly powerful weekly exercises to do, it's about what happens in those coaching moments in the container with me is ultimately I create deep presence. We engage with flow states, the spontaneous and play. Man, you're going to laugh a lot. You're going to, guys, there's a lot of laughter. Connecting with nature, well, it's connecting with your nature, and acting on inspiration is definitely a core part of it. And that's why within 2 or 3 sessions, guys get shocked. One guy got shocked. He's like, Mark, I had the most revelatory, spontaneous connection that I created with my queen. It was the best conversation I've had in 30 years. He was coming in with a real shit show. It's like after one session. So 1, 2, 3 sessions is normally when a major shift happens. If it hasn't happened at 3 sessions, I'm like, man, I'm going to crack this hard nut. I'm going to support this guy. It's going to be session 4. So it's like the first 2 to 3 sessions, that's when guys, the magnet flips, where they're not creating attraction. The magnets of king and queen are repelling each other. He flips the magnet and now it's feminine and masculine. It happens through Kairos. Your rational mind might look at it and go, hey, 10 sessions, it can't even be possible. And then you're in one session and you're feeling the magic of it. You're tearing up. That is what happens regularly. My invitation and name my challenge to you to act on inspiration is there is a very special moment in time now that if you act now, the 1st of January 2026, so I think it's about 70 or 75 days from now, you can check out my coaching website. This isn't a gimmick. This is happening. My fees go from 5,000 euro for that experience up to 20,000 euro. The results are so spectacular. My coaching mentor went, I told him the results. He took a quick look at the testimonials. He's like, Mark, why are you at 5,000? It took a challenge. I've built myself up for it and it feels right. So I am opening up a window. I want to make sure that you guys that maybe, you know, some of you 20,000, that's just, you know, it's just beyond you. You have this unique moment now. You have 70 to 75 days. I would act on it right now. I'm leaving open. There's only 5 spaces left. One guy already snapped up the first of those 6 spaces. Those spaces are available to you. There's 5 spaces left. You act now. Number one, not only happier, healthier, hornier as a man, as a husband, and like being the just your queen looking at you, that you're the heroic husband she always dreamed of. You also get to save yourself 15,000 euro. Like, I mean, you snooze now. Not only is your marriage not transforming, but you're like flushing down the toilet. Like one of the biggest financial savings that you'll ever get, on top of getting and entering into one of, if not the best program on the planet, to bring you rapid, radical, irrationally brilliant results that your mind can't understand. Because why? Everything is tapped into creating a Kairos experience where time goes out the fucking window, and within 1 hour miracles happen, where, you know, so many guys have done years and years and years of therapy and they're still an asshole in marriage and they can't figure out how. I know the exact thing. It's like Kairos versus Kronos. If you want to enter into a Kairos rich environment where miracles happen in a time frame that the vast majority of the world out there has no fucking clue that is even possible, if you want to enter into that experience before 2025 is out, act now. Don't wait. There's going to be 5 other super intelligent, sharp ass guys out there that are going to go, I'm getting my name in that box as quick as. There's nothing to lose. You're safe in it all. There's a free coaching call. You get on, you find it in the podcast description. You'll find the coaching link. You jump on there, get ahead of the rest of the guys that are going to be coming quickly after you. You book your free call. Within the next week or so, we're on that call. And only if you feel a hell yes, and I feel a hell yes, and we're in Kairos time together, it's feeling like you know and I know magic is going to happen, then and only then do you put the fee on the table, man. There's nothing to lose. So my challenge to you is enter into the essence of this experience here. Enter into Kairos time. Act on an inspiration. Getting the link, book the call, and I'm pretty damn confident 2025, you're going to be looking as one of those five guys going, 2025, that was the best damn experience and the best decision I've made in my entire married life thus far. And it's going to change the course of your experience from now on out, man. And you deserve that. Your queen deserves that. Your kids and the seven generations after you definitely deserves that. That's your masculine legacy. In perfect alignment with the mantra that has been driving this amazing movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful, Kairos-rich, kingly day.